There's something very special about receiving an invitation, whether it's to a wedding, a party, or another event, because it's something that reminds us that we're thought of, we're appreciated, and we're valued. And on the flip side, perhaps too often we might feel like we're rejected, or at times we might feel that we're not enough for others, because none of us likes to feel left out. In Jesus' parable, the wedding feast in the gospel shows us that no one is left out of his invitation to the heavenly kingdom. We hear of those various people that were invited, but first of all, we need to consider this awesome fact that it was God's sheer act of love, only his sheer act of love, that because of that act of love that we were created. And we have been known and loved from all eternity. And it's proof that we matter. Our very existence is proof that we matter to God. And God's sheer act of love, of course, extends all the way to his desire for us to be with him forever in heaven, so that we could join him in that heavenly banquet. So God's gracious gift of salvation, his invitation to the heavenly banquet, is freely offered to all, but it's our response, of course, that makes all the difference. And we hear those various responses in the gospel, in the parable. Those who rejected the first invitation, on one level, were those who rejected the prophets. Then those who rejected the second invitation after the feast had been prepared were the apostles, those who had rejected the apostles, because Jesus had already come. They failed to realize that they not only rejected not just an invitation or an event, but they actually rejected a relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Pope Benedict once wrote, and he wrote this in his foreword to one of his Jesus of Nazareth books, that being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but an event, an encounter with a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. God's invitation to us to the heavenly banquet is one of an invitation that's not something far away and into the future, but it's a relationship with Jesus in the here and now, even in the smallest details of our lives. A relationship with the only one who can bring us freedom and peace in the here and now and eternally in heaven. Yet it's easy for us, of course, to be distracted. We can be like those in the parable. Because of our daily activities, our responsibilities, our personal pursuits, our relationship with Jesus, our life of faith, can be put on the back burner because these other things can seem more pressing. We can be like those in the parable who went back to their farms and to their businesses because they found that to be more important or easier to respond to. Perhaps even more so, we can probably relate to the guest without the wedding garment, because he had actually responded to the invitation. Of course, all of us being here today is showing that we're responding to that invitation to relationship with Jesus, at least to some extent. But the guest without the wedding garment, his response was not a complete response. A king expected proper attire at a wedding feast, and even for those who couldn't afford it, he would freely offer that gift of the wedding garment so they could be properly attired to come in. So we hear that this guest was left in silence because he failed to take advantage of all that was freely offered to him. And that we're in that same boat too. We respond to Jesus, but we don't always respond wholeheartedly. Maybe we give ourselves, we say, well, I do my time, I give my time to him on Sundays, and then the rest of the week, well, that's mine. Or there's certain areas or parts of our lives that we don't allow him to enter into, and we hold things back from him. Yet Jesus' invitation, again, is one that requires a complete response, a total response of making a gift of the whole of ourselves by saying yes to him, even again in the smallest details of our lives. Yet we have no need to be afraid of what Jesus asks of us, because we're reminded of how he will provide everything that we need. In our psalm today, of course, we hear that Jesus is our good shepherd, and because of him we shall not lack or we shall not want. And St. Paul reminds us that we can do all things in Christ who gives us strength. So yes, Jesus calls us to say yes to him each day, to give all of ourselves to him. And we say yes to him by making more time for prayer. We say yes to him by encountering him in the scriptures, most especially in the gospels. We say yes to him by forgiving those who have hurt us. We say yes to him by returning to the sacrament of reconciliation. We say yes to him by putting aside our sinfulness and selfishness. We say yes to him by opening our hearts to others who are especially in need. And we say yes to him in those daily events of our lives, those unique circumstances that each of us encounter where we are called to say yes and give of ourselves to Jesus and our brothers and sisters. Yes, the invitation is offered to all, and if we're left out, it's only because of our lack of response. Yet here, at this banquet, Jesus gives us all that we need to say yes to him and to accept that invitation each day.